Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me, as always, where we talk about what is happening right here on our planet, in our energy fields, what we're feeling, what's coming up, and how we're feeling the bigger energies of the cosmos. Today is August 21st, 2019, and we'll be looking at the energies of August 21st until August 28th as the energy of August really shifts here and we move into a very strong Virgo season. So ready or not, it's time to get back to work, to be focused, to be efficient, to be ready for changes, to see something differently than perhaps you saw before. And that energy is especially strong here during the middle of this week as Mercury in Leo is at 14 degrees, making a supportive, energizing trine to Jupiter in Sag at 14 degrees. So right away, there's a sense of, I've got it. I know now. Clarity, inspiration. Something that maybe felt mentally stuck could be catching fire this week. And I mean that in a positive way. Although, you know, when you think about something catching fire, you could also be burning away old plans, projects, ideas, limitations, because you have a new fire starting that's taking you forward. So I guess I mean both versions of fire here. There's a sense of, okay, mentally, there's new energy infusing our thought process, infusing how we communicate. So this is a great shift because of the previous Mercury retrograde energies that slowed us down and that feels, that even felt like you didn't know what to choose. You didn't know what was the right choice. That Mercury retrograde was in Cancer, which is very slow to make a decision and can go back and forth until something feels right. Well, now we have a bigger energy through Jupiter saying, this is it. Look for this. So just be aware of what comes through for you and if that resonates with what you've been seeking to understand. Now, there's a few Leo energies still left in the heavens, right? So there's Mercury in Leo. The sun is finishing up 2 degrees in Leo. As I do this show, by the time you listen to this podcast, the sun can be in Virgo. The sun goes into Virgo officially on August 23rd at 6:01 a.m., and that's Eastern time. So the sun enters Virgo and joins Venus and Mars in Virgo, and we're really ready to get things done. I mean, this is such a focal point on Virgo energies in the early, very early degrees of Virgo, that in your chart, that Virgo consciousness is calling you to look at something. And the Virgo energy helps us discern what is appropriate for right now. What is necessary? What is essential? What works? What doesn't work? What is needed? What is there an excess of? There's editing over this next week. Editing. And you're editing where there's been distractions. And this could be physically, like in your physical life. This could be mentally. It could be energetically. It could be in all areas. You're editing out distractions to say, I've got to do this. I have to focus here. This is where my attention is really being drawn in and pulled to be productive and make improvements. Now, Virgo is an earth sign. It's the second earth sign after Taurus. So Taurus energy was about establishing what you value, what you want, how you are accepting yourself, and how that shows up in your life through other tangible energetic expressions such as relationships, what you own, what you buy, money, your relationship with finances and responsibility with finances. So it establishes basic survival needs in our physical world. That's Taurus. Now we're in the second earth sign of Virgo that's about improvements and change and what needs to shift, what needs to be reworked and improved, where do you need to simplify, what in your life, what in your world is asking you to take care of it. Virgo wants to simplify. In fact, Virgo is associated with going smaller. And it's where we decide, okay, I don't need all of these boots or all of these shirts. I'm going to choose five. Or I'm going to choose the ones that I actually wear or the ones that look cute now, not when I bought them 10 years ago. So the Virgo energy makes things simple by removing. And there is this energy of if you've felt pulled, stretched, you've done too much, we're all collectively saying, I need to look at what really matters to me based on what I value and to be very clear with where my energy is needed right now and where it's not. Every element in astrology has an ongoing story. So this is the story of the earth signs. And it picks up where Taurus left off and returns you to focus on the earth elements of our life. Virgo is about work, service, healing, what you take care of and what you're committed to on a daily basis. It's your responsibilities. Virgo is also about our domestic pets. You got to walk your dog. You got to change the cat litter. You know, you got to feed the birds. It's what you take care of. Virgo is about tending to our physical self and our health in a responsible way. You can't eat broccoli once a year and call it good, right? There's the ongoing physical care that our body needs. Well, we got to eat the right vegetables, have the right types of healthy fats and whole grains. You know, all this is the Virgo domain of personal care, personal habits, and daily devotions. I like to call Virgo daily devotions because it's that idea that where you place your energy on a daily basis is how you construct your life and how you formulate your habits. And the Virgo energies are excellent at this, and Virgos love to be excellent. It's the energy of improvement. So we look at what in our lives needs to be improved. And we're also discerning. And this is how Virgo is a mutable sign, which is about changes and choices. And, okay, previously you thought one thing was a good option, good solution, good idea. Now you realize, you know, I really can't do that. There's not enough room on my plate at this time. I'm going to focus in on this instead. So we can say no. And that's actually one of the gifts of all three earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, is that we work within limitations in our world. You only have so much time in a day. Perhaps, you know, you have to work with a budget. You have to work with what you can focus on and get done in at work. So the earth signs remind us that we have boundaries, we have limitations. And so every time there's a strong focus on earth signs, and in this case Virgo, there's a strong focus on, well, where are my boundaries right now? What are my boundaries? And it's time to get clear on that. Virgo is the sixth sign in the zodiac, And it's a very important energy because of how Virgo is the harvest. And it's the harvest from what was planted back in Aries that were the seeds of intention. And through the first six signs, we learn and grow and develop inside ourselves a new sense of self, a new sense of who you are now, what you're about. And again, that initiated with Aries. Taurus is self-value, self-worth. Then we go to Gemini and how you think, how you communicate, your thoughts about it, your inner mental process. Cancer is meeting your feelings, understanding what's happening within you at a deeper level, emotional reactions, the feelings that you carry, the wisdom of your feelings. Leo evolves it to a place of creativity and self-expression, of understanding this is all of who I am, this is my desire to be seen and loved for who I am. And then we go into Virgo, that is the refinement and the grounding of who you are in a practical sense on a daily basis. So right now we have this combination of Leo and Virgo energies, which is taking the creative passions of Leo and making them real. This is a very artistic energy. In fact, I always associate this with Martha Stewart. And, okay, I'm creating something. I have an idea. I know what I want to do. I know what I want to say. Now I'm going to go into the kitchen, put the recipe together, mix it up in a bowl, and bake it in the oven. And that's the Virgo energy of making it real. So we're making something real in our lives, and we're looking at what we want to put time and energy into. And I feel like over this next week, there are clear messages about grounding, reintegrating, and aligning with yourself through these Virgo themes, as both Venus in Virgo and Mars in Virgo are conjunct and traveling together. Venus being an aspect of the divine feminine, Mars being an aspect of the divine masculine, and when they travel together, as they're doing, until basically the end of this month, but they are going to be exactly conjunct Saturday, August 24th, until Tuesday the 27th. So a good 4 days of their conjunction that's saying, how are you working with your divine feminine and divine masculine under the Virgoian themes of your physical body, your health, your work, your daily commitments, your need to improve your life, improve an area of your life? But I feel like there's this lovely yin and yang energy where if before you were really hard on yourself about something, you might sense that it's that you were trying your best. You know, too much Virgo energy can be the critic. And it's the energy of what you didn't do well enough. You could have improved this. Why didn't you try harder? You missed this detail? You know, it's these messages that we give ourselves about where we're not doing enough or where we made mistakes, of where we didn't catch something that we should have noticed. Mercury goes into Virgo on Thursday the 29th. When Mercury goes into Virgo, those messages can be bigger. But until then, there's an understanding that you're working with your feminine and masculine energies in a new way, and it's almost like there's room at the table for both because they move differently. And You know, Venus is about making things lovely and beautiful and improving it. But Venus in Virgo edits. And so the example I get about this is that, say, you get all dressed up to go out for dinner or just to leave your house. You're just presentable, right? One of the things that Venus in Virgo says, okay, you look great, but just remove one accessory. You know, if you got on the big earrings and the big necklace, or if you've got too much happening, that Venus in Virgo, she edits. And she says, okay, yes, like let's just drop the necklace. That looks fantastic. Or she says, okay, wait, your tie, I would actually do this with the tie instead of that, and then wonderful, you're good to go, two thumbs up. So that Venus in Virgo, she wants to help it look better. She wants to help you feel better, but she does that by editing, by saying, okay, drop something and that will look cleaner and fresher. Then you have Mars in Virgo, the masculine, the action, the what I want, what I'm going for. And in Virgo, sometimes this energy is really strong because Mars will focus, and get a lot done. Very productive energy, okay? But then there you have the Venus in Virgo that says, well, it's okay to just take a break, take a pause, and then come back to work. Come back to working on the yard. Come back to what's on your desk. You know, allow yourself a break and then come back to getting things done. So I'm feeling this Venus in Virgo energy is asking you to really look at how you're taking care of yourself as you work, as you get things done. And, of course, with the sun here, it really brings in a focal point to our work ethic, our daily schedule, and if you have too much on your plate. And I know that there's the back-to-school energy now. There's the back-to-desk. You know, vacations are over. Vacations are ending. It's getting mentally situated for the last 4 months of the year, which are typically the busiest months of the year in terms of holidays coming up and everything that unfolds. The Virgo energy is asking you to plan well, but don't overdo it. And that it's okay to say no, those boundaries again. And it's okay to really focus on what you want to do and to do it well. Virgo is earth medicine and the healing modalities that support our physical selves. You know, it's that saying how you're nothing if you don't have your health, something like that. It's the energy of, well, your body really matters. So we're coming back into our bodies in a whole new way. And again, I feel this is really strong with the sun, Venus, Mars, all in Virgo, saying come back to what your body is telling you and what does it need. And, you know, do you need to be taking more vitamins? Do you need to be doing a little bit more exercise? You know, how's your yoga routine? Do you need to freshen it up with some new poses? There's also anything around the body and how the body is working with energies. And so this can be through acupressure, acupuncture, jin shin jitsu, anything that works with the energy meridians and making sure that your energy meridians are flowing, reflexology. There's many that work with different energy meridians on the body. And I feel like there's a focus on checking in. I'm just feeling the digestive tract really heavily, which is ruled by Virgo. The Virgo energies are planners and about getting things done. And it can bring up worry, guilt, and anxiety about what might happen, what might not happen. Can I get this done? Can I not? That's where the overactive mind can go, or the overactive Virgo energy. And there's a desire to prevent anything from going wrong because Virgo likes perfection and improvement and make sure things are handled. And it shows up physically as energies in the digestive tract and the stomach where you've heard the saying, we get butterflies. You know, you get butterflies in your stomach when you're excited about something or before you have to do public speaking. And there's that energy of, oh, I'm feeling this, butterflies in my stomach. Well, the Virgo energy is similar to that, but it can be the anxiety in the stomach. It can be how there is an unconscious correlation to the body's inability to process the energy. And the body gets stuck in worry, guilt, or anxiety. Now, these are just three things I'm using as examples. Trust what it is for you, if this resonates, if this is something you experience. But it's looking at, you know, the digestive process is about changing energies, right? It's allowing the flow. It's also allowing a trust in life. And Virgo is the opposite of Pisces. And Pisces is where we develop trust in what we can't see, in what is the bigger picture. Pisces is developing trust in spirit. And it's interesting because I know that many of you who are born in the 60s, you have strong Virgo and strong Pisces in your chart, because that is when Pluto and Uranus were in Virgo, Saturn was in Pisces, and Chiron was in Pisces for a time. And there's this push-pull in your physical vessels, processing energies, and trusting that you're supported, and trusting your path, and trusting your purpose. So there's a generation, really, of people who have been working with these energies all their life. Well, this strong Virgo energy now is asking you to ground in a new flow and a new trust in life, and to look at how your body is handling that. It's very normal to have those days and those weeks when we're, you know, anticipating something, or life is more stressful, or we have more going on, and, you know, our bodies are feeling it differently. But this is coming down to what your body needs to feel supportive, and I'm feeling it, you know, very much in the digestive tract, but it's the bigger energy of how willing you are to flow with life when you're not in control and when you don't know the hows, because Virgo is about the how, and that's what makes Virgo energies wonderful at business, at work, at solving solutions, at taking care of processes. It's how is this going to work? How are we going to connect the dots? How is this going to happen? And obviously we need that in our lives, right? You need to know how you're going to go to the next level with something, how you're going to solve a process. In business, if you are, you know, developing and growing a business and you have different departments, every department needs to be set up to be efficient and to get certain jobs done, to take care of certain tasks. And this is very much the Virgo energy of how am I going to set up the business to handle the workflow, to handle distribution, to handle marketing, to handle sales, all this stuff, all Virgo solutions. And what we're looking at here is, one, improving those systems, improving those tasks, what needs to change, what needs to shift, and what is more efficient. But to not be too hard or it's like a pressure, to not put a pressure on oneself that's excessive, an excessive perfectionism. And that's also Virgo. So very strong Virgo themes here. And in the Virgo area of your chart, specifically 0 to, we'll call it 0 to 9 degrees, the first decan of Virgo is strongly highlighted through the end of August. And chances are you can't miss it, because it's where you're being called right now. It's where you have to provide your attention. And You know, what's interesting is that in the collective, it can be a little bit antisocial because everybody's working. Everyone's focusing on something and needing to get back to it, you know, back to their life, back to school routines, work routines, projects, ideas, anything that's a priority. And so it's like you could not hear from people for a bit. You know, they get back to you in a week instead of 2 days. There's this sense of everyone's working, everyone's figuring things out, everyone is trying to get a focal, there's like this desire to take care of something that maybe was put on the back burner, but now, here in the end of August, you can't miss it. You know, and it's almost like it will pester you and say, look at this, and that's a message that you're meant to take care of that work, take care of that business. I'm feeling the Virgo energy as a, I'm getting the image of earth angels and the desire to be here to support humanity and to offer something useful to the collective. So again, wherever that Virgo energy is in your chart is where this comes alive for you, of a sense of part of your soul mission. It's not everyone's full soul mission to work with the Virgo energies, but there is a strong connection to it right now as we move through Virgo season, because there's a sense that you can feel it in your body. I mean, that's part of this too, is we're connecting with these messages in the body. And where we are handling energies, where you are processing energies, really being clear on your energetic boundaries. And this is discernment, okay? And that is a Virgo word. And that discernment around what you can devote your energy towards, as well as what you allow to come into your energy field. Virgo energy, I'm getting this beautiful image of the harvest, right? And how, again, the energy that started in Aries developed and grew, and now in the Virgo earth sign, it's ready to harvest. And I'm seeing corn ready to be picked in the fields. Of course, this relates to agricultural, the agricultural process. August and September being the harvest for many fruits and vegetables, not all, and it does depend on your growing zone. I learned that. I don't know much about agriculture, but there's different places on the planet that you grow different things in different seasons. So I'm talking about just in the collective, it's a time of harvest. And that means you're looking at what has developed for you over the past 5 or 6 months that you're ready to continue to take forward or leave behind? You know, what do you pick off of the vine and use? And what do you pick off of the vine and dismiss? Or you aren't going to use it as you thought you were? So choice points come up with Virgo season. And this will be a process, as it always is, that may really get clearer for you as we approach the next equinox in September, where the sun then moves into Libra. Now, going back to this analogy about the harvest, this is whatever you've been, again, working on, growing, developing in your life. And as you harvest something and you pick it and you put it in your basket, so to speak, it's still yours, okay? It's still your own creation, your ownership, your sense of this is what I have been producing. When the energy shifts into Libra, we share it. It's not time yet. It's not time yet to share. You know, just astrologically, of course, working with the cycles here. But the Libra is the sharing it, which I always think as you take your harvest to market, to sell, to share, to take it out into the bigger world, you take it to other people. But we're not there yet. So the Virgo energy is asking you to look at, what will I share? What do I want to offer? You know, forward thinking here, where is this going in terms of how I will connect with more people and share my harvest? And over this next month of the Virgo journey, that will probably become clear. It will change. It will shift. And it will even get more solid as the planets in Virgo connect with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. That will happen in September. So there's this preparatory energy here over the last 10 days of August. Anything that you missed in the details is going to come up. Any specifics you need to take care of is going to come up. Anything that you said, I'll deal with that later, it's probably going to come up, because this is where we take care of those areas of life that are kind of like the little things that are easy to toss aside or deal with later. Virgo deals with all those. So I hope this gives you a good mindset of the energies right now and how August, I'm feeling a clearing energy. And I'm getting the image of there's a whiteboard and you're erasing a whiteboard. You're erasing the notes, or the, it's like anything that's been too much, that's been confusion, that's been overload, overwhelm. There's an erasing of a whiteboard energy, which brings you to a clean slate. Virgo loves clean, all right? This is a very, clean up your life, clean up your body, clean up your desk, clean up your world. That it's really that kind of a sense of the renewal. It does depend how you deal with Virgo energy, of course, how it is in your chart. I have no Virgo energy in my chart. So it's funny, I have people in my life who have Virgo energy, and so they'll take care of some things or help me, you know, move it along, but I have no Virgo energy. If you have no energy in your chart in a planet, it could feel foreign to you. You know, it's like, this isn't how I normally operate. This isn't normally how I do things. But we all have the 12 astrological signs, and especially the sun's journey once a year through each astrological sign amplifies that focal point and can actually make it easier, Now, it'll be a little bit more challenging to the Pisces energy because of how Virgo opposes Pisces. And Pisces is like, I'll deal with it later. I don't want to deal with it now. I don't want to take care of it. I've got to, it's like you don't look at your mail. The Pisces energy has like mail stacking up on the counter. And it's like, I'll deal with that later. And then Virgo comes in and says, you need to deal with this now. You need to take care of business, take care of this, take care of that. What about this? What about that? And so Virgo is where we take care of what we were trying to escape through the Pisces energies. And then conversely, the other side of that is that when we work too hard, when there's too much focus on getting things done, Pisces gives Virgo a vacation. And Pisces says, it's okay to take a day off. It's okay to have some downtime on the weekends. You don't have to get everything done. It'll be there Monday morning. So there's always this beneficial exchange between the astrological signs and their opposing or their opposite sign. But it's when you understand what they are that they can work in harmony. So obviously now we're all about Virgo, and that's where we're meant to focus. There's a lot of energy here on the earth signs, and that's where our body is supported and our lives are supported now in the physical world. Now, a few more things here before we go. As these planets move through the early degrees of Virgo, they're going to each make a trine to Uranus in Taurus at 6 degrees. And this is an energizing, beneficial yes energy. And there's been a timing in play here that I'm sure you felt and realized in your own life, something you wanted to break through, something you wanted to shift. I think of it as if there's been a wall in front of you, that wall becomes a door. And that's part of this energy of Venus, Mars, and the Sun making a trine to Uranus and Taurus at 6 degrees. So this is all happening at 6 degrees. Every time a planet in Virgo gets to 6 degrees, it trines Uranus and Taurus, and it has a development. These are in the earth signs, so it's a physical development. It's an actual letter. It's something with money. It's something that shows up physically. It's something with work. It's something with a job, okay? It's anything in our physical lives. There's breakthroughs. There's breakthroughs. And it's beneficial in a way that, again, the timing had to line up. So Venus will make a trine to Uranus on Monday, August 26th. Mars will make a trine to Uranus the 27th, 28th, and 29th. So that's early next week, August 27th, 28th, 29th. And then the Sun will make a trine to Uranus on Friday, August 30th. So there's really this stretch of energy, and it's going to be all next week. I mean, let's just round up, right? When you've got good energy, let's just round up and call it next, you know, Monday through Friday, August 26th through the 30th. Things are moving and happening, and you could finally get a response. You could get some kind of solution. There's this breakthrough of something showing up. If you've been waiting to hear back from something, I hope you hear something positive, right? If you've been waiting to know what to do, knowing what to do, how to take action, how to move forward, well, that's very strong with the Mars and Virgo getting that trine from Uranus. And it's interesting because I feel like Uranus in Taurus, you know, it's been sitting here at 6 degrees all month, the whole month of August. And I get the feeling that there's been the cosmic, I'm going to call it restraint. It's like I'm getting the image of holding something in your hands but shaking it up and down. It's a magic eight ball. It's a magic eight ball. And you shake that magic eight ball, and you know how you keep shaking it until you get the answer you want? It's that. It's like, I'm just going to keep shaking it until it says, all systems go. You can do this. It's that kind of a thing. And it all comes through this last week of August. Oh, that's so funny. Magic 8 Ball says, it's time. And the magic eight ball represents the universe. And that's because of how Uranus is cosmic energy. And Uranus actually has a very high vibration, and it does not sit still. It can be very erratic and nervous, and I got to go, I got to move, I got to do something. And there's this sense of, okay, something has been held back and held on the sidelines, and now it shows up. Okay, so in your chart, you would be very aware of any planets or points at 6 degrees, especially 6 degrees of the Earth signs. Because if you have anything, let's say between even 5, 6, or 7 degrees of the Earth signs, this is working with you more personally. And if you have anything at 6 degrees of Capricorn, that is very beneficial, very auspicious, because then you're getting a grand trine in Earth signs if you have anything at 6 degrees of Capricorn. All right? So things are moving here. Things are hopping. Things are going forward. And I hope you feel that. I hope you see that. And I hope you get that sense of your own control, your own sense of this is what I want, this is what I'm putting my energy towards, this is what I'm going to do. Okay? So I have a few announcements before I end today's podcast. Next week on August 28th, I will have a podcast for you that will be pre-recorded because I'll be traveling. And it's pre-recorded, so it will deal with August 28th through September 4th. But if there's like some big event that happens before then and I don't mention it, it's because the show is pre-recorded. So just a heads up about that. I have a second YouTube channel that is devoted to business development. It's for authors, it's for writers, and I just posted a video about how to be more productive, like how to look at your time in the day differently. So I have a separate YouTube channel. It's also called Molly McCord. And if you are developing business ventures or if you're working on that, I hope that this channel helps you with what you're growing, developing, and focusing on. And then in September, I'm so excited. I'm going to share with you a webinar that focuses on the energies of 2020. This will be for sale. It's something I'm selling you, but it's all of the energies of 2020. It's going to be very reasonably priced. I've been working hours on this. I mean, there's just so much in 2020 that I'm like, wow, this astrology is very rare. So that'll be coming for you in September. It's very close to being released, but of course, I have to go into the Virgo energies and making sure I don't mess anything up or that I haven't missed anything. So that will be coming in September, and it has so much information that it's going to help you plan for a better year. You're going to have a heads up on what this next decade is bringing into your life, as well as where your next phase of life is opening up. So that is coming for you in September. I'll be back on Monday for another show. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I appreciate your time, your energy, and I hope that Virgo season is off to a beautiful start for you. Thanks, friends. I'll see you online. Take good care, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.